I cannot wait to get the ever-loving fuck out of here. Sure, I'm out of butt-fuck nowhere quadrant, but what the hell am I gonna do on a Bajoran Cardassian station? To add insult to injury, the temptation to create holo novels here is absolutely unbearable. Just gotta figure out a way to get a reservation. Oh! Hey! Just being a good little worker bee and wiping down this counter for you, sir. Yes, I know the holosuite is for paying customers. Well, I hardly believe it's against any law to talk to myself. Scaring away customers? No. I'm pretty certain it's your stupid prices and the frequent, peaceful visits from the Klingons that leave me to stay and clean long after hours and for no fucking overtime pay, I might add. That shit they eat is absolutely disgusting even before it's plastered all over the walls and sprinkled with flecks of blood wine. Oh, right. My payment is always in transit. Thank you for pointing that out and for reminding me that I haven't been paid in the 2 weeks I've been working here. The least you could do is, you know, let me in the hall suite. I'm sorry, it's calling to me, you know? I understand that my erotic novels were underappreciated, frowned upon, and ultimately the reason why I'm here, but what can I say? An artist uses what they know. Or like, a lot. I mean, how many can say that in a tall, incredibly sexy former Borg individual reported them for, you know, sexual harassment? Me. It's not my fault that Janeway decided to slowly kill all of her crew with boredom and isolation, making the perfect situation for me to be a bit of a voyeur. I had to get the proper, lovely measurements. But how could I resist? I can create anything I want. Fuck Ryza, I can literally create my own paradise. They sent you the novels. Oh, just one? It was not trashy! What I mean is, you must have gotten the wrong one. It was very tasteful, considering what I could have made her do. The things I could have made her do. Sorry, what? My contract. No one reads that shit, and you know it. It's 100 pages long. Therefore, I just signed it and put it in your office this morning. Yeah, I signed it. You heard me. I know damn well the size of your lobes is not just for umaks. I've been picking up on some things. I mean, you're not the Grand Nagus, but your lobes are pretty big. No, I'm not flattering you because I want to, leave early. Not at all. Besides, once again, you don't pay me. I'm about the best free employee you're ever going to get. And yes, humans can be patient, but this is absolutely ridiculous. Yes, I know I should be grateful for whatever I get. Not that you actually care about my unprofessional behavior. What? You do? Why? Huh. You wanted me here because of what you heard about me? Requested me? What? Actually, that makes a little more sense, since I highly doubt Starfleet is unaware of your luxurious holosuite. I don't think that they'd be that cruel to torture me this way, or risk another incident. What's this business proposition? I'm listening. You can't be serious. You want to use my novels in the pleasure program? Holy fucking shit. I've never been published before. Thank you so much. I need more time. I gotta sit down, probably get more material, pay a visit to Miss Nerisse when Odo is away. Oh, sorry. What did you just say? I won't be published? Wait, what are you talking about? You fucking prick. You mean I signed away all rights to any creative work under your employment? You can't do that. I'll tell someone. Like Odo. Yeah, I'll tell him about all the shady deals you have. Oh. He actually isn't here. Thought of that, huh? Well, I'd say I'm royally fucked. You should not be allowed to smile like that with those tiny little things posing as your teeth. You aren't royalty. The comparison to the Grand Nagus stops at mere flattery, sir. Oh, why, yes, I lied. I'm getting better at it from watching you with our lovely customers. Fuck you. I don't give a shit if someone hears me. I would never fuck you. Very funny. I meant literally. What do you mean it's in the contract? That's not something you put in a fucking contract. You can keep your weird rules of acquisition to yourself. They do not apply to me. Get your hands off me. Own me? No. Starfleet would never... I don't care who you made a deal with. Stop touching... Okay, fine. I'll do what you want. Oh, just... let me go. Fuck you. Just because you drag me into a suite doesn't mean they can't hear me scream. Fuck you and your fucking fringe benefits. I am not one of your goddamn dobble girls, you filthy, greedy ass Ferengi. I'm quite positive I don't give a flying fuck what special clause you have for me. I know this is illegal. Unlimited access? You'd give me unlimited access to the holosuite and 20% of the profits from my holonovels? That's in the contract. Well, I don't know what to say. This is still wrong as hell, but maybe my work could could change the landscape of this medium. I said my novels are not trashy. Just more graphic than you are used to. Show you? Didn't you say you used the one they sent you? They censored it. Huh. Well, I guess it's better with an audience. Give me a few weeks, I'll come up with something for you. You want something now? I can't make... Fuck. That rush. My heart thudding in my chest from the unexpected gesture. Don't we need a program running? This isn't exactly a titillating setting. Although, with how close we are, I could just whisper into your ear like this. The tip of my finger tracing the outline of your lobes on both sides. With the lightest touch. You shiver so wonderfully. And was that a moan already? I could get used to this. Must be something to experience. The crystal clarity of these natural but large gifts give you. I bet just one long, slow lick right where my fingers are would drive you mad. Maybe I'll have a little taste. Oh. Oh. I think you nearly passed out. Did it feel that good? Makes me jealous. I wonder if there is something I can compare it to. A spot so sensitive to touch that it is probably best that humans cover it up in public. Would you like to see it? Do you want to touch me there? Oh, you can do better than that. My fingers are quite capable of bringing pleasure as well as pain. Answer me. That's better. Now, I'm starting to get more and more excited for a physical demonstration of my imagination. I think I'll guide these wonderful lobes down until you're on your knees. I like you down there with that scared look on your face. Don't worry, I'll guide you. I know how you despise clothing, so I thought the skirt was a nice compromise. It's so short that if I were naked underneath it... Oh, it seems I am. It does bring in tips much quicker from your curious patrons. those who have avoided feminine wiles until it's right in front of them. The secret between my legs. Here, let me lift this up. I give you a better view. Give me your hand.
Now.
Good. This. This is my cunt. And that wetness is how I can tell you how much I enjoy this demonstration. Your hand stays there, and your mouth, well, we need to keep it busy, don't we? You get anxious when your lips aren't moving, not scheming to make profit or latinum.
Yes, I know.
Lay back and open your mouth.
I'm not asking. Get the fuck down, open your mouth, and stick out your tongue. Farther. Good.
So cute like that. Too bad. I'll have to smother that wonderful image and sink down onto your... don't move. I can barely reach, but your lobes give me the leverage I need to rock my hips against your face. Fucking hell. Fuck, stay still, or I'll start pulling. Fuck, good. How you feel? That little nub rubbing against your tongue. That has a special little feature. Like umox, it's sensitive to touch. But given enough attention and delicious friction, well, I'll make it a surprise for you. Are you ready? I can't stop my hips. Oh, fuck, you're moving underneath me. I can't help digging my fingers into your lobes to try and hold you in place. Fuck, I'm almost there. I like the direction our partnership has taken, very much. However,
I'll be making some amendments to the contract. Can't have you fucking me over too much. Especially when I have so much more to do to you for research.